This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Clouds of smoke covered the sky over Gaza on Sunday as the Israeli army intensified their operation against Hamas. Israel is expanding ground operations in Gaza, and its fighter jets have struck hundreds more Hamas targets, the Israeli military said on Sunday, in what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called the second phase of a three-week-old war. Telephone and internet communications were partially restored in Gaza after a more than day-long blackout that had badly impacted rescue operations as Israel pounded targets of the militant Hamas group that controls the territory. The United Nations and other world organizations continue calling for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
As Israel intensifies strikes on Gaza and with thousands of people in the territory breaking into aid warehouses desperate for food, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is continuing to appeal for an immediate ceasefire.
I regret that instead of a critically needed humanitarian pause supported by the international community, Israel has intensified its military operations.
Speaking during a visit to Nepal, Guterres also condemns the attacks perpetrated by Hamas, calling on the militant group to release all hostages. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Hundreds of people stormed into the main airport in Russia's Dagestan region and onto the landing field seeking passengers arriving from Tel Aviv, Israel. According to Russian news agencies and social media postings, video on social media showed some in the crowd waving Palestinian flags and others trying to overturn a police car. Anti-Semitic slogans can be heard shouted, and some in the crowd examined the passports of arriving passengers.